The Cape Breton Regional Municipality Council is looking for aid from the province to help people dealing with dry wells. Council reached out to the province via correspondence to learn more about available supports for those experiencing dry well conditions in light of the extended drought conditions affecting Nova Scotia. Emergency Management Minister Kim Masland wrote back saying they are supporting municipalities by reimbursing water delivery costs and are discussing financial relief. CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark shared his reaction.
There's other programs that have been in place. When we had major storm events like Fiona, where there's assistance removing trees and debris in the place, and in cases of other, like Snowmageddon and other supports that were provided. In the case of dry wells, that can be very expensive because it may mean having to set a new well. And looking at, there's a provincial program, but what would be there for supports? So that's really the focus I looked at, is that this is an ongoing issue that's affecting Nova Scotia communities. It's really impacted the CBRM this year. And so the follow-up from council is that can we have a provincial voice from the Nova Scotia Federation of Municipalities to address this? There was no immediate response for a program, but it doesn't stop our ability and our desire to ask for it.
He says council will follow up by having the Nova Scotia Federation of Municipalities address the issue. Meanwhile, a local well drilling company is commenting on the situation well owners are facing in the CBRM. Partner and office manager at George Rutterham Well Drilling, Amber White, outlined what they have seen and heard.
Some people are experiencing changes in their amounts of water in their well. Some people are even experiencing mineral shifts in their water, but we do receive a lot of phone calls with concern about how people's depth and gallonage are being impacted right now.
She shared advice for well owners during this time of heightened drought conditions.
The key is to be as conservative as possible. So if you have, for instance, four people in the home, make sure that there's not four back-to-back showers, that those showers are being spaced out slightly throughout the day so that you're not impacting the well more than it already perhaps is. So instead of, you know, everybody gets up and has a shower in the morning, maybe two people do in the morning and two people do later in the day. However, that's going to work for your household. Spacing out laundry is a good idea right now. Making sure you're not doing four loads of laundry back to back. You're doing a load and then you're letting your well have some recovery before you go on to do another load. Things that have always been said in the past, things like don't wash your car, don't water the lawn, those types of things also have impact. So lessening those activities will help.
White reacted to the efforts by the provincial government to assist well owners. She says water delivery is good, but people should still be cautious.
The only thing that I always caution people is the same fracture or the same crack in the ground that allows water to flow into your well can also let that water flow back out of your well. So although filling your well might be something that you want to do or that you have the means to do, it might become a costly endeavor as that water has the possibility to disappear very quickly.
But she says people should not panic if they face well issues because it could be any number of problems.
The thing I like to tell most people is, although it is a concerning situation, not to panic, that there are still mechanical failures during this time. So other things can happen that maybe stop temporarily your water flow. It doesn't necessarily mean you're dry. You should be at least once a year, if not twice a year, testing water for bacteria and mineral content. Especially right now, we are seeing some fluctuations in that mineral content. So you want to be on top of that and have your paperwork as a homeowner. The other thing I would say is don't conserve to the point where you don't use any water, because that's not good either. So if you do have water in your well, it's okay to use it as long as you are being smart about it.
The CBRM remains under an extreme drought condition alert. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.